It's Whitney Allen. Everybody give it up for Jordan Davis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jordan, how are you?
Doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty well. Congratulations. We know you just wrapped the By Dirt tour, right?
I did. It was awesome. I mean, like, seriously, one of my favorite tours I've been on, you know, going out and doing headlining shows and playing some of these rooms that I walked into to soundcheck, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know if we're going to be able to fill this thing up, and us having sold out shows on them. So it was pretty wild.
Did you ever really worry? Like, did you walk into a place and go, this is not going to happen? There's no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Because, I mean, it still feels like last year I was playing like 500 person clubs and being like, man, is anybody going to show up to this thing? And,
wow,
you know, doing well. So now, you know, pulling up to theaters is pretty crazy. It just been such a special tour. And too, I mean, you know, Tennille Arch was out with me. Ashley Cook, both of them are rock stars. So they crushed it too. So it was just a fun tour.
At some point in that tour, you started breaking out this tune, What My World Spins Around, which is, I don't know, Jordan, that tune is so great. And I feel like you sing on that song in a way that we haven't heard you sing before.
Yeah, that one's a tough one to sing.
Right, so okay, it's not just me. All right.
Yeah, it's a fun one to sing, but, you know, just a little tougher than what I usually do. Yeah, I think right when we finished writing it, it was kind of sticky. You know, I kept wanting to go back and listen to it, which usually tells me something, and then the next step is to kind of put it in the set and see if it feels right, if it flows. You know, one of the other great thing about social media is that we're able to kind of tease some music and kind of get a feel for what the fans are liking and what they want to hear. And that one, we teased it and it just took off. So, you know, there's a couple of times where I wasn't quite sure on it, but now it just feels right.
Good. Cause you got no one to blame but yourself, man. If you wrote it this way, right?
Yeah. It's like, dude, you that's what I like always say. I was like, golly, this song's got a bunch of words in it. And then I'm like, oh wait, I wrote this one. So it's like, dude, you did it.
Yeah. What was I thinking? Yeah. That is amazing. So between all of that stuff, do you have some downtime right now, or are you doing like one-offs? Are you doing fairs? Are you doing stuff like that this summer?
Yeah, we're doing some fairs and festivals this summer. The fairs are some of my favorite shows. I'm a big funnel cake fan, so that's
yeah,
a
there you go. And, exactly. Listen, if nothing else, you're like an arm's length away from something deep fried, you know, so it's
exactly.
Always a good thing.
Exactly.
And then in the fall, you're out with Luke Combs, right?
Yeah, cranking up with Luke in the fall, which is going to be amazing. But yeah, these next couple of weeks, I actually noticed it this morning. It's pretty light and yeah, some downtime. So it's cool.
Well, good. I hope you get to enjoy that. We are definitely enjoying What My World Spins Around. But like, you know, I can't quite sing along with every word yet because there are a lot of words.
There are a lot of words. There's a lot going on there.
I know. And I was also watching your Instagram a while back, and it was something about how hard you party after a show. And I saw you working on that leg move with the dancing, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
So listen, I got to learn the words. I got to get my knee into it. I understand it's just a knee movement.
Yeah, just one knee. The other knee is perfectly still. And then the other one. And then when you make the switch, yeah, you know, I mean, I've perfected it. I've been working
on
that move.
Yeah, I know.
34 years now, so I've got it down pretty good. But
well, it's going to take me a while, but if you need somebody to step in for you, I'm going to do my best. Yeah.
I think you can do it. I actually think a penguin could do that dance, so and probably do it better than me. So
I don't know, man. You made it look pretty fun. You should really follow Jordan on Instagram and Twitter, because another thing that you asked guys if they only had a beard, or do they have a beard and mustache? And please don't go with just a beard. Please keep the stash.
Yeah. See, that's what, like, to me, that is a beard. Like,
yeah.
I don't consider that I have a beard and a mustache. I just have a beard.
No, you have a beard.
Like, if you just have a mustache, then yeah, that's when mustaches come into play. You know, a beard encompasses everything.
Exactly.
And it's crazy that that's like a big debate, but
one guy can pull off the beard with no mustache, that was Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's the only guy, and he barely pulled it off. You know what I'm saying?
Barely.
Barely.
And I still call that like a chin beard.
I don't know what I would call it.
I don't know. Well, now, if somebody has it, you say that they're rocking the Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of its own thing now.
I don't think that I've seen one in person, like, seriously, and I'm not sure that I want to.
No, you don't want to see
that. Yeah, so thank you so much for keeping it. Yeah, the beard is the all-encompassing of the face, okay? We enjoy that.
That's it.
Jordan, thank you so much for making time for everyone at the Big Time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much.
Jordan Davis, everybody. Yes. Thank you so much.